Blog Talk Radio.
Consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Welcome to the High Rocket Sports Studios and another edition of the Weekly Video Recap.
Before we serve, shouldn't we say grace?
In the year 1621, the Pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests. Elder William Brewster, who was a minister, said a prayer that went something like this. We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world with freedom and justice.
Amen. Charlie Brown, now Charlie Brown.
I can't believe it. She must think I'm the most stupid person alive.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
Hold it? Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest, most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you.
Well, if it's that important, a person should never turn down a big honor. Maybe I should do it. She wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday. This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon! God!
Isn't it peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away?
With the players.
Come on, live direct from hell, final pass.
And that's my cue to start the show. Welcome to a special edition of the Hard Rockin' Sports Show, live from High Top Hard Rockin' Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. It is Thursday, 9 a.m., Thanksgiving Day, and welcome to our special episode of the Hard Rockin' Sports Show. Jeff and I didn't want to get through the holiday without spending a little bit of time with each other and, of course, with all of you guys. So, buckle up, buttercups. It's going to be one quick hour of sports and music and heavy on the football today because it is. And I did a little Charlie Brown retrospective. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without Charlie Brown and Linus and Lucy pulling the football back. So it's something I've grown up with. And, it's a little sense of normalcy, folks. You know, last year at this time, it was a different Thanksgiving. We were being told not to hang out together, not to get together. It was a virtual Macy's Day Parade. It's a far cry from that. We're still not back to where we need to be, but we're getting there. In spite of the politicians, in spite of the rhetoric, we'll get there because that's what we do here. But we wanted to kind of spend a little bit of time with you, so we're going to do that right away. Again, guys, I hope for myself and Jeff and everybody, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I hope you have a great day. Enjoy a great long weekend if you're off tomorrow. If you're not lucky enough to be off tomorrow, well, listen, you got today. So enjoy it. We're going to get to a lot of football. We're heavy on the football this morning because it is a big day. We'll talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And if you guys are out there, let us know what you do for Thanksgiving and what you're thankful for. So me, I got a lot to be thankful for. I got a great family. I have an amazing wife, and I have great friends, including the guy I'm about to bring on right now. I couldn't be happier for days like today. And I look forward to many more years of celebrating Thanksgiving. Hopefully the lefty communists don't try to take it away. But anyway, let's get my partner in crime, Mr. Jeff Towinski, on the show. And let's kick off the special edition of Hard Rockin' Sports Show. Jefe.
What's up?
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Same to you, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you, my brother. Jeff, let's start the show off the way we started off every week. Our little signature. Jeff, how was your week?
Long week, but it is over now. So I get 2 days off in a row for the first time in almost a month.
No.
That's okay.
Nice.
Once the checks start rolling in, it makes it that much easier to do it.
Yes, and definitely in retrospect, it becomes easier when you deposit the Benjamins, my friend.
Yeah, there you go.
It makes it easier. So, Jeff, let's do a minute or two. I mean, a far cry from last year's Thanksgiving where we were being told by the likes of the fraudulent Dr. Fauci and your beloved boss and Sleepy Joe and the whole crowd that we shouldn't get together. A little different this year. The rhetoric isn't as strong. No less thankful this year for Thanksgiving. I know it's a big day for you because not only is it a fun day, a lot of football, good food, but it officially kicks off the holiday season.
Christmas is already here, bro. Thanksgiving is just lunch at this point in time.
That's all it is?
That's all it is.
It's a stopover between...
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It's almost like, you know, when they tell you to wake up at 2 in the morning to change the clock forward?
Yeah.
Well, we ain't waking up at 2 in the morning to move the clock forward. It just happens as you come across it. So we've been putting Christmas stuff out all week.
Yep.
Oh, we still have a lot more to go, but the tree is up and ready. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much pumped up and ready to get decorated. That'll happen later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully we get some decent weather tomorrow and get some outside lights up.
Yeah, I did see 50s the next couple of days, so you have a good opportunity to get out there and do some stuff. So that's a good thing. Are you a big traditional Thanksgiving dinner guy? Like do you enjoy the turkey, look forward to the turkey, mashies, stuffing, all that good stuff, or are you at secondary?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, how could you not like all of this stuff? It's, you know, my wife makes turkey once, twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work.
Sure.
You can't expect anybody to make a turkey, but, you know, every week or whatever. But, you know, we got our turkey the other day, a big 20-pounder, and then we went to the store last night.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was telling me how much the turkeys were in this one store.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, that's unbelievable. What's up, Will? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Will, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
And I saw turkeys last night in the store for $75.
I know. It's crazy.
Something that you're going to eat and just out a little bit later on in the day. Well, who the fuck spend that kind of money on a turkey?
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. I'm not the biggest fan of turkey. I eat it on Thanksgiving. My mom's a great cook. She does a great job. Most years it's really good. But she'll make some other stuff today, you know, and I'll pick on all that stuff, but you have the bird today. It's just tradition. And, I see a lot of the pundits and these far lefters who want to get rid of Thanksgiving and with some meeting that, to me,
this is the first I'm hearing of this.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got it on the screen right now. It's far left pundits that sign on things. They say basically it's built on the backs of killing the Indians, and we sell it. We shouldn't be celebrating this day. That's actually, you know. Anyway, I don't pay attention to, but you know what? The minute you don't pay attention, huh?
Doesn't everything good happen to something bad?
Absolutely, 100%.
What's next? So I guess maybe we should cancel 4th of July, being we kicked the shit out of the British.
No. They absolutely want us to cancel because they think that they say that was the whole big thing last year, that they They feel that we don't deserve it because we had slaves and we did, our history was born on the backs of killing others or taking land that didn't belong to us, all the blah, 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 blah. So they want to do away with 4th of July. That was big last year.
See behind you, you got all that stuff on the wall.
See it.
You know, your guitar, your jerseys and stuff like that. It's nice. You earned that stuff.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. You bought it. You worked. You got a Marshall amp there.
Yeah.
I would be one of the first people to tell you that if I could come there and take it from you, I would. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't have any of that stuff. I don't have that stuff. And some of it I may like. And why not? Why, if you could take it from somebody else, why not take it?
Sure.
Okay? That's what we did to the Indians.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it happened over 200 years ago, 400 years ago, 500 years ago, whatever it was.
Sure.
Christopher Columbus came.
Yeah.
Now, of course, things are different today than they were back then.
Right.
But it's like you got to be so stupid to even say that, just as I was stupid to say what I said, because it makes no sense, but... It just, that's the way life was. These idiots don't realize you're celebrating the thought, the idea of where we are today.
Correct.
Not what we started from.
That's why you're thankful, because you're thankful that we are the way we are now.
4th of July and everything else, you know, that they say that we took this, we took that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you can't change what happened hundreds of years ago.
No.
And what are they going to do? Just change everything? It's fucking retarded.
That's, I agree with you, my friend. And I think a lot of people are waking up to all of this stuff. And again, I hope you guys are waking up with us. And thank you for stopping by. It's our little time to spend together today. It's going to be a long day for everybody. We thought we'd do something bright and early. Talk a little football. Talk a little bit about life. And, you know, listen, I got a lot to be thankful for. I got a great job. I have a great family, great friends. I'm going to be getting together with all the guys like we do every year down at Mode Music for a nice afternoon jam, or actually an evening jam coming up. So there's a lot to be thankful for today, and I am truly thankful. I'm very happy that my life is where it's at today, and I'm glad to be doing this show every week with my best bud, and hopefully all of you guys are enjoying it as well. So we got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of big stuff in the news this week for sports. The NFL season's upside down. First thing I want to get to, Jeff, something that I didn't get to last week's show that I think is, while it's not huge news right now because it's kind of a far-off thought, but there is...
No, they're going to fire Gettleman.
We'll get to that later. But that's not far off, I got to be honest with you. I'll be surprised. there has been some serious consideration to expanding the NFL to 40 teams.
40 teams.
Now, that's obviously not going to happen overnight. This is not something that you're going to wake up and there'll be an announcement that 6 new teams will be added next year. But, yes, there's been serious talk. I know there was talk of putting a couple of teams in London, a team maybe in Canada, a team in Mexico, and then adding some teams here in the States. My first thought is, you know, all right, listen, I'm sure for certain things it's good. You know, I'm sure the betting world, you know, there'll be more games to bet. Know, all that kind of good horse shit. But my first thought is, where do you get the players? Like, where do you get 40 starting quarterbacks? You can't get 32 now. Where do you get 40? So, Jeff, in your mind, while you're a football fan, the show is we know is built around it, I think there is a point where it's just too much.
I totally agree. First of all, you know, you brought up probably the best point. Player that you need and want. Okay. Second of all, you and John have been talking parity for